Brighton coming forward again. They've started this game really well. João Teixeira on the left wing now will take on Jonathan Spector. And Teixeira with the shot. Oh, and it's fumbled by Darren Randolph into the net. João Teixeira scores his fifth goal of the season. But Darren Randolph will be furious with that. It was an effort on Randolph's near post. And it just trickles past the Birmingham City keeper into the back of the net to give Brighton a deserved lead in the 8th minute. João Teixeira, the Liverpool loanee, with the goal. It's Brighton 1, Blues 0. Here's Shinny in quite a bit of space on the Blues left. Checks and then plays a low ball right-footed into Donaldson, who flicks it into the path of Gray. It's back with Stephen Gleeson now. Let go a shot right-footed. It's come off Clayton Donaldson and it's into the net. Blues respond. 5 minutes after going behind, it's Clayton Donaldson's first goal in his last 8 games. Diverting that shot from Stephen Gleeson from 25 yards to wrong foot the keeper David Stockdale. And Blues are back in it. It's Brighton and Hove Albion 1. Blues 1. It's a dozen for Donaldson. Leon Best out to the left-hand side to Sam Baldock. Baldock on his right foot. Low ball into the box. And it's in. It's Inigo Calderon from close range. On his 200th Brighton appearance, the Spaniard scores from 6 yards out and Brighton go back ahead in the 5th minute of the second half. A low ball into the box by Sam Baldock, met by Calderon, and Calderon with his second goal of the season to make it Brighton 2, Birmingham City 1. Best will feed Bruno on the Brighton right-hand side. Bruno's in the box, low ball in. Baldock, good save from Randolph. It's into the net now. And João Teixeira scores his second goal of the game to put Brighton 3-1 up. And they look like they're heading for their first win in 6. It's a good move on the Brighton right-hand side. Bruno with a low ball into the box. Baldock with a shot from close range, which was saved by Darren Randolph. João Teixeira on the rebound with a firm effort into the back of the net. It's Brighton 3, Birmingham City 1. Blues coming forward again with Lee Novak on their right-hand side. Low ball into the box. Wes Thomas controls it well. Turns a right-footed shot. Wes Thomas brings Birmingham City back into the game. The Blues substitute controlling well from that Novak cross from the right. Turning and hitting a low shot past David Stockdale into the bottom left corner. And it's Wes Thomas' 6th of the season. It's Brighton 3, Blues 2. Brighton have a free kick on their right side. Substitute Dale Stevens prepares to take it. Dunk wins the ball in the air. Chance for Calderon! And Calderon finishes well again. His 2nd of the afternoon to add to Teixeira's 2. It was a free kick from the right, which Dale Stevens delivered. Lewis Dunk heading towards goal. It fell kindly for Inigo Calderon, who has 2. And that's 3 for the season for the Spaniard. Birmingham City are falling to their 2nd away defeat under Gary Rowett, and it's against Chris Newton. Brighton 4, Birmingham City 2. Stephen Gleeson now in the centre circle. He's got Caddis in space on the right-hand side. Gleeson still has the ball, plays it low out to the right, and Caddis. Caddis crosses into the box. It's chested down by Novak, looking to feed Riley, but Novak will shoot! And Birmingham City have another. It's 4-3 now at the Amex. Lee Novak, another of the Blues substitutes, getting on the score sheet just inside the box. A low shot past David Stockdale into the bottom corner of the net. And we've got goal mad at the Amex Stadium today. Lee Novak with his 2nd of the season. Brighton 4, Birmingham City 3.
Gary, a breathtaking game from a neutral's perspective, but what was your take on that 90 minutes?
Yeah, disappointing. Very disappointed, really. Not least with the performance, I think, was not a good one overall. But once again, you know, small moments in the game, key moments in the game, and we're not making them go our way. And I think that was my overriding disappointment of the afternoon, is that, you know, as poorly as we played first half, we still had lots of opportunities. You know, Clayton's had a fantastic opportunity 1v1 with a keeper. I think Shinny's had a great opportunity where it's fell down in the box and we've got a clear shot on goal. And then, of course, we get the penalty right on the stroke of half-time. And I think Brighton having played well first half and going a goal up, to then, if we could have then sent them in 2-1 down at half time, what I think would have had a profound effect on the game. As it was, we missed the penalty, and I think that gives Brighton a massive lift, doesn't it? Second half, But even then, you know, we've still had moments in the game. I thought the subs come on and changed it, changed the tempo of the game, and should be applauded for that. Two very good finishes, but you can't come away from home and score three goals and not get anything out of the game. You know, for us to concede four is almost unheard of. And that was a disappointment, really, today.
You accuse your side in midweek of lacking bravery, lacking courage. The never-say-die attitude was evident in the second half, wasn't it? Coming back into the game and scoring that late goal to make it 4-3 at least.
Yeah, I'm pleased with the character. I'm pleased with the role that the subs played. Like I said, you know, you asked them to come on and change the game for you. They certainly did that. Maybe if the game had been a little bit tighter, I thought about changing it at half-time. But we just decided to wait 5 or 10 minutes. We just couldn't seem to defend as well as we have done in the games. But we got bags of character. I mean, I don't think in any game yet this season we've never been too far away. And I think just at the moment, the distinguishable feature of the games in recent weeks is that we're just not taking our chances and not killing the game off or taking the advantage when we can do. Whereas if you look at the first 10 games, we take those chances and we're a little bit more ruthless in front of goal, you know. So, but we're getting them and I think that's the overriding disappointment today. Whether or not Wednesday night has taken a little bit out of the legs and a long journey down, I don't know. We looked a little slow to pressurise the ball first half, and we looked a little bit slow to move. I think missing Dave Davis was a big blow for us today. Didn't quite make it fitness wise. So, but again, like you say, pleased with the character of the team. You know, I think if we show that determination towards the end of the games, then we'll certainly win some games.